From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The suspect in the Wednesday shooting in an African-American church in Charleston, South Carolina, was charged Friday with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Zlata Sahok has more.
Roof showed no emotion as relatives of the victims addressed him over a video link. Many expressed forgiveness, but acknowledged that was hard to do.
That's my mother, you know, and that's rough.
All of the victims in the shooting at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were black. Federal authorities say they are investigating the killings as a possible act of domestic terrorism, as well as a hate crime. President Obama expressed frustration at repeated mass killings and urged Americans to start a dialogue on gun laws that make such killings possible.
At some point, as a country, we have to reckon with what happens. It is not good enough simply to show sympathy.
Mr. Obama said in 2013, gun violence killed 11,000 Americans. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% last year, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The findings are part of an annual State Department report, which helps the U.S. to assess its effectiveness and determine how to best calibrate its response to threats. The State Department coordinator for counterterrorism says the Islamic State group was responsible for the largest number of attacks in 2014 than any other terror group. The report also said the ongoing conflict in Syria has attracted an influx of foreign terrorists. This is VOA. Saturday is World Refugee Day. The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, 59.5 million people compared to the 51.2 million from the previous year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. U.S. President Barack Obama said World Refugee Day is a solemn occasion for the United States to join our partners in the international community in recognizing the dignity, value, and potential of every one of these lives. The UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. If this were the population of a country, says the UNHCR, it would be the world's 24th largest. South Korea says no new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, have been reported Saturday, raising hopes the country is winning the battle against the deadly virus. So far, 24 people have died from MERS in South Korea, and 166 have been sickened by the virus. More than 6,700 people in South Korea have been placed in quarantine after having possibly come into contact with individuals infected with the disease. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand confirmed its first case of MERS this past week. Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha urged the public not to panic and said the country was well prepared to handle the situation. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit the African country and the headquarters of the African Union. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. While in Ethiopia, President Obama will meet with government officials and hold talks separately with leaders of the African Union. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland of Kenya will also be his first as president. He previously went to Kenya before winning the White House, including a visit while he was a U.S. senator. President Obama is due to attend the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an event that brings together entrepreneurs, investors, governments, and other organizations to boost living standards around the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Speaking Friday during a question and answer session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, the Russian president responded to former French Prime Minister François Fillon, who said Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.